Good morning. As always, everyone, welcome to Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus. We're delighted that you're here with us this morning as the church now reaches the conclusion of the Easter season. A full 50 days has passed since that glorious Easter Sunday morning when our Lord gloriously rose from the dead. Ancient theologians maintained, and tradition holds that just as Eve came from the side of Christ, so it was on Good Friday that the church came forth from the side of Christ. The church was born on Good Friday, but really the church's mission to go out into the world to preach and to live and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ risen, that really begins today at Pentecost with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon those disciples in the upper room. The story of Helen Keller is widely known. I'm sure many of you know her story. When Helen was about 19 months old, she contracted what was likely scarlet fever or meningitis, and her illness left her deaf and blind. Her family was, of course, devastated by the illness of this little girl. How and why could this have happened? In March of 1877, when Helen was 7 years old, a 20-year-old young woman named Anne Sullivan was charged with the task of trying to help Helen communicate with her family, with those around her. Anne did this by placing objects into Helen's hands to make her feel or to touch something. And then in her other hand, she would trace the letters of that word, that object. Anne had bought Helen a doll. And she put the doll into Helen's hand. And in her other hand, she traced out the word doll, D-O-L-L. Nothing happened. Then she placed a mug into Helen's hand and traced out M-U-G. Nothing. After weeks of very little progress, Anne one day placed Helen's hand underneath running water, under cool running water. And as Anne always did, she traced the word into Helen's palm, W-A-T-E-R. That moment changed Helen's life. And she said that those letters finally made sense. That words make sense. Words correspond to reality. Words had meaning. And she recalled in her autobiography that at that moment her soul had finally been awakened. It made sense now. It finally made sense. She was finally given light. And she finally had a glimpse of joy in her life. She said that at that moment she had finally been set free. What began in confusion and anger was transformed into something that finally made sense. We can't afford, I don't think, to think that the apostles, the disciples who saw Jesus with their own eyes, we can't afford to pretend that they had it so easy, that because they saw Jesus, they saw his miracles, they listened to him, even after putting and seeing the risen Lord and putting their hands into the side and the nail marks in Jesus' body, they still were so slow to believe. This morning in the gospel, we hear that they are locked in the upper room out of fear and confusion. Just like Helen Keller was, locked in fear. But I think just as water came down upon the hand of Helen's hand, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles in the upper room, things finally started to make sense. It finally started to make sense. Because from that moment onward, from the moment that the disciples received the Holy Spirit, what happens? They go out into the world and they preach and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. They were forever changed by that moment. They were finally able to understand how what began with this man dying and dead on a cross could be transformed into something so joyful and so hopeful, and that Jesus Christ, just as he promised, wouldn't leave his disciples, just as he promised and promises that he will never leave us, but that he works through the sacraments today in the church. And so when it is that fear and confusion and sadness and anger arise in life, and we all know that they are all very much a part of our lives, they were a part of the lives of all Christian disciples, even Mary, Jesus' own mother. We catch a glimpse at Pentecost what it means to have a hopeful confidence that Jesus Christ remains with us, that he hasn't left, that he has made good on his promise to wipe away every tear from our eyes. This, I think, is the meaning of Pentecost.